It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Junks are presented by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. If you're looking to be the next 5-star HVAC technician or plumber, just go to CropMetcalf.com. You can join their team today. Let's get into the EP. It's time for the entertainment page, which is sponsored.
That's right, Cakes. It's driven by BMW Fairfax. That's my spot. DC's only BMW Center of Excellence Award winner for the ultimate buying experience on your ultimate driving machine. Get over to BMW Fairfax. Ask for my girl Miriam. She's the general manager. Of course, you could check out their entire selection online at BMWFairfax.com.
Very good.
You know, Have I mentioned this to you guys? Because Crop doesn't do this. I don't know that we have a client that does this. I got a shutter that needs rehanging.
Okay.
I can't do it.
Well,
I'm not going to get on a ladder.
You're not going to get a ladder
and risk my life.
Yeah, why would you do that?
I considered sticking my head out the window and risking my life because it's right next to the window, obviously.
Okay.
But no.
Then you have to, like, reach out, like, hammer it in.
If there's something broken, I need someone to just... The wind... Knock the crap out of my shutter. It's cockeyed. If you drive by my house right now,
it looks terrible.
Because I got one shutter, like cockeyed.
Yeah.
Do you know anybody that does that stuff?
No. I mean,
just get a handyman.
My neighbor would be able to do it, but I mean,
I don't even have it. Supposedly, like one of the screws is broke. Like it needs a little bit of surgery.
Yeah.
Yeah, you gotta get a handyman.
I need a handy dandy, and I just don't have.
Yeah, you need to find that guy.
You know, the last guy that I had was a handy guy. I thought he overcharged me on something, and I'm out on him.
Okay.
I need a new one.
You have an opening.
I do.
You got a gap in the resume.
I do. I have an opening. Mm-hmm. All right, Cakes. This is actually kind of sad. So remember we talked about Val Kilmer passing at 65. A lot of people, a lot of celebrities posting tributes and everything. And we talked about how he had recently had been still somewhat active on social media and posted a video or a picture of him wearing a Batman mask just like a few days ago or a few weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
They're saying that was from years ago, that Val Kilmer actually had been in bed and hadn't gotten up from bed for years.
Oh, no. Oh,
that sounds like our dream right now.
He was bedridden.
He was just bedridden?
He was bedridden. He said he was so wiped out. He was cancer-free, but the treatments so knocked the crap out of him that he was basically bedridden for the last few years and been hospitalized recently. And so even though he looked great in that post. That post was from years ago.
I just want to be bedridden for 2 hours.
What about
not 2 weeks?
What about the scene with Tom Cruise in Top Gun?
I mean,
when was that filmed?
A few years ago.
2022, I believe.
Okay. So for the last...
So maybe 2-3 years. Right. And that's probably why they really rushed, because the guy's basically been bedridden.
Right.
They rushed to get him out there and knock that out. So it wasn't like it was a sudden thing at all, like we kind of thought.
Yeah.
We kind of thought, oh, you know, okay, he's had health issues, but, you know, still okay. No, he'd been bedridden. Which is just, you know, kind of sad when you hear that. And again, we went through his resume, and you'd put it up with any Hollywood star, right? I'd put his resume up with, like, Brad Pitt's.
Yep.
Right?
Based on those names you
Ben
rolled
Affleck.
Off, yeah.
Oh, by the way, I saw a story. I didn't click on it. They say Ben Affleck has a new look. Have you seen? What's the new look? Is he, like, growing his hair out? Has he cut his hair?
I don't know his new look.
What's the Ben Affleck new look?
Let me look that up.
There's a new show out there, and it just captured my attention because of the name of it, Cakes. Michelle Williams is starring in a new show called, let me see. Oh, crap.
Affleck's new look doesn't look that much different than his
it
old
doesn't.
Look. I mean, it looks like his hair is a little shorter, so maybe that's it.
The show's called Dying for Sex. Yeah. It's Michelle Williams and... I guess that she's doing some sort of raunchy makeout thing or something on a red carpet with her husband.
Who's she married to? Is she married
Thomas
to somebody?
Thomas Kail. I don't know who that is.
He has a good cast. I saw a trailer for it or a commercial for it.
Great title.
He's named after a lower tier vegetable. Kale.
Kale?
Yuck.
You're not a kale guy?
I mean, if you can mix it into a salad and kind of disguise it, okay.
Yeah.
But like... You would never, like, if somebody said, here's a piece of kale, just eat it raw.
Well, we bake kale. You ever done that before?
I've had baked kale. It's just, you eat it and you're like.
Yeah, but you got to put salt and
stuff.
There
are 100 other things I'd rather be eating than baked kale.
It's kind of, yeah.
I know it's earthy and crunchy and healthy, but.
It's kind of okay. Yeah.
Sissy Spacek is in the show.
Jeez.
I don't know. It's a great title.
Is she 77?
I don't know. What is it on, like...
FX.
Oh, it's on FX. Okay.
Sissy Spacek, very Rick when they dumped pig's blood on her head in Carrie.
She's 75.
Didn't go well for, I know, it's an old reference. Didn't go well for the rest of the people at the prom. Just in case you didn't know.
So this was just kind of interesting. I want to play the audio of this. Apparently, Charlie Sheen.
Yeah, I want to hear this.
Reunited or something with his ex, Denise Richards, and their 19-year-old daughter Lola. Who, remember, I think both of these are like on OnlyFans now.
Denise Richards
is on OnlyFans, and the daughter Lola is on OnlyFans, and I think it maybe has upset Charlie to some extent. There's been maybe some fracture there in the relationship. But I don't know if this is a podcast or what, but people listening to this apparently were concerned about Charlie's voice.
I'm going to hang out with these two smoking hotties.
And Denise's, too.
Oh, really? Okay. Both of them? Okay.
And on a reality show.
The Housewives wanted you on.
I never saw the show until about 3 days ago, and I stumble into this fight that you're in with Lisa.
You sent a cease and desist. You wanted the footage taken out.
Who told you that?
Oh, you're so angry.
No, you are playing dirty.
I'm playing dirty?
But I didn't have the backstory, so I couldn't really pick a side. I mean, I picked yours because, you know, for obvious reasons. But
well, that's
felt
nice
like,
you did that.
Our lunch is going to look nothing like that.
Yeah, his
voice is different.
So is it a reality show? Is this a reality TV
like
show?
That. Yeah. I think she has a show on Bravo.
I mean, okay, so
how long they've been divorced?
Oh, I don't know.
20 years?
A long
time. His voice almost sounds like Michael J. Fox's voice from back
a little
in the
bit.
Day.
Yeah.
I'm and getting her, that kind of
they
vibe.
They almost sound like they're like kind of like high or
but
something,
she
right?
Sounds,
or,
I think no, she sounds worse than he does.
It's like they can't move their mouth when they're talking. Talking like that.
Yeah, you think it's like, I mean, from all the Botox and everything?
She sounds 100.
Fans are saying it's from the facelift.
Is that what
the
it
facelift?
Oh, yeah, he can't move his.
The face is so tight.
I'm gonna hang out with these two smoking hotties.
But it doesn't sound like the same person.
Hey,
you're right.
I've never been on a reality show.
Yeah. The housewives wanted you on.
I never saw the show until about...
Dude, his face isn't moving.
3 days ago, and I stumble into this fight.
Does he look terrible?
I mean, he looks pretty good, actually.
I mean, he's got a pound of makeup on his face, and
all right,
it's just stretched out.
I have a question for you guys, okay? Of the four junks, and I think there is an answer. Who is the most likely and the first to get Botox or plastic surgery of the four junks?
I know my answer.
Yeah, I know mine, and I think it's 100% correct.
We're probably all thinking the same.
Yeah.
Let's all say it on the count of three.
Okay.
Everybody.
One, two, three.
JP.
You thought Cakes?
Cakes?
Oh, really?
Cakes really does not like his bags. And I feel like...
I've just gotten used to them. Like, I don't
think he's vain enough.
They don't really bother me that much.
You think Cakes? Like, I think JP will get Botox or,
JP, yeah.
or plastic
Never
surgery.
Done it.
I know you've never had.
I mean, the one who talks about getting surgery is Drab with the hair transplant.
Mm. Yeah, but that's not like plastic surgery.
Yeah, yeah.
What's a surgery?
Okay, I'm talking about...
I will be getting that.
I'm talking about plastic surgery, Botox...
To make yourself look younger.
Lip injections. I mean, you know, I don't know.
I don't even use eye cream, which I think he uses, which is probably a smart play.
I don't use it every day, but
there
I
are
do.
There are some listeners out there who are saying... This is not me.
Yeah.
Just that Bish needs a facelift after that photo.
Well, that was just a bad photo.
From the photo
he doesn't
with
look
the cap
like
sweater.
Well, I'm never getting a facelift. So. This is the way I'm going to look the rest of my life.
Yeah, I don't think I don't think I would get a facelift.
That was just a bad photo and I was bitter and I was like,
your face looked all hurting.
I know.
Saggy.
Yeah, you're angry.
It looked saggy.
Yeah, droopy cheeks.
Yeah, it looked terrible.
It usually doesn't look like that.
Yeah, I don't think you look like that.
Look, I was like,
your face was contorted.
It just caught you in a bad
way. Well, why was that posted?
Because I didn't look at you. I only looked at me.
I know this. There's only one guy who had his picture altered in a publicity photo.
Who was it?
Me? Yeah, it wasn't up to me. I hated it.
Didn't you all make them take out your bags?
No, he did all that on his own. I didn't like that.
All right, JP, don't get the facelift.
I know. JP's getting facelift. Hey, I had nothing to do. By the way, I hated that he photoshopped my face.
Who's he?
Like, I know the photographer, and he's a great photographer, but I didn't like that he photoshopped my face.
Well,
I don't like
your face.
Huh?
What do you mean he photoshopped your face?
He smoothed out my face.
He got rid of EB's.
He's got rid of my wrinkles or bags or whatever.
Circles.
He just smoothed out my face.
Don't get the face.
It might even be around here. I hate that because it looks like.
I hate that.
Yeah. He photoshopped my face.
Was this like 12 years ago?
Yeah.
Is it J.W. Carter?
No. I don't remember who's J.W.
Carter.
I used to take photos for the radio station.
No, this guy's like a real photographer.
Does
like
name?
Real gigs. He's like legit, but he was a local guy. And he still listens to the show.
I think this is the picture that we use. I think it's that picture, right?
No.
No, it's the yellow shirt photo, right?
No, I think I'm wearing a, what's the band we like, Jason?
Toad the Wet Sprocket.
I'm wearing a Toad t-shirt. You look at find it. You'll see.
I do.
He photoshopped my face.
By the way, how's that? Are we going to be able to get Glenn Phillips in when Toad comes to town? Have you reached out to the band or?
I just talked to the chick about it.
Oh, okay.
I mean, I can't believe his schedule's that packed.
I mean, he might not want to do it.
It doesn't matter if he wants to do it, but
it's
silly.
All about that.
Yeah. Acoustic guitar.
Yeah.
I love live
music. I'd bring
music.
The whole band in.
I mean, if Mike Marr could play acoustic guitar, I'd listen to it. Mike, do you have any hidden talents?
Not an instrument.
No musical talents?
Zippy.
Yeah. Nothing.
What do you think your greatest gift on earth is? What do you think you're best at? Editing video?
Yeah. No. At one point, I like to consider I was a top, I'd say 200 NHL video game player. I went on a 3-year streak where
top
I didn't lose a single game.
Top 200 in the world?
Hey, I mean, it's unfounded.
Do you think that you could be a gamer? You could be a gamer.
No, not anymore. I don't have what it takes
but
anymore.
But in your heyday, you think you could be a professional gamer?
Dude, back in the day, middle school, high school, I would spend probably 4 hours a day playing video games.
4 hours a day is nothing.
What's sad for him, he's not even the best of NHL video game producer at this radio station.
Oh, isn't that Vic? Isn't that Vic's claim to fame?
Vic would make a big steamy all over.
Yeah.
Really?
Oh, we might have to play.
We just wipe the floor.
Vic finished
with them.
Number three in the country.
Well, that's not me, then.
You don't want a piece of Vic.
Can you tell me Vic's backstory? Tell me this.
The Nats producer.
I know exactly who he is. No, but what's the story?
He's just a Nick or Vic is a savant at video games. He can pick up any video game and be world class in it in an hour.
Mm. Really?
He's just got a brain.
You guys should go heads up in Splinter Cell.
He would crush me.
We played Splinter Cell like on the easiest setting.
Is he
coming back?
Is he monetizing it at all? Like, does he enter tournaments?
He doesn't own Twitch.
Is he twitching?
Huh?
No, he was in tournaments.
He was.
Oh, he was.
Yeah, for the NHL game.
So he and he won some, I guess.
I mean, he could clobber people.
What is that?
He's a force.
Like, he would pick up Call of Duty and he would have 100 kills and 2 deaths or something in the first time playing.
Some guys are just naturals.
That is a skill, because I played Call of Duty with my kids when I was younger and I got my ass shot all
the time.
Why doesn't he
just dedicate his life to that? Otherwise, he's just sitting in there.
He loves Charlie and Dave.
Yeah. He loves doing Nats audio.
He likes the Nats more than Bish.
When he produces Charlie and Dave, doesn't he produce it from here? And he's not even at the park, or is he at the park?
No, he's in the studio right around the corner.
Yeah, he's in that nub studio. His whole life is in that nub studio.
That's his control center.
Yeah, that's command center. That's the command center.
He doesn't even get to go to the game.
No, he just he puts the silly audio out. Jack Hicks.
I know he's sensitive, so I don't want to upset him. That's a terrible life. He's just in that studio. I thought he got to go to the games, maybe.
No, that's the life he's chosen. That and beating people's asses in NHL video
games. Yeah, but he's saying he should get paid for doing that. He should go into that.
Yeah, you should go into that. Get some glory. Get out. I don't know. Play with Bronny. Isn't Bronny supposed to be silly?
I think Bronny's allegedly a silly.
You think Vic's going to collab with Bronny?
Put my money out between Bronny and Vic in NHL whatever 2025.
Who would you bet on?
I'd bet on Vic.
Yeah, I guess I would too.
He's like one of the top players in the country.
I mean, he's got a great skill.
Now, I'd rather have Bronny's portfolio than Vic's, because I don't know how much he's parlayed that into like financial success.
Are you going to try to call Vic? Are you trying to call him?
Victorino?
I'll call him.
He gets very sensitive, though, right? Remember, he got upset at us one time.
We're going to laud him. We're going to give him praise.
You said I want to punch that guy in the face.
Why did I say that?
I don't remember.
I would never want to punch him.
Or you said he had a punchable face.
No, I would never say that. That's not the kind of thing I would say.
Hey, you know what you and Vic have in common?
Hmm.
Both have Nats World Series rings.
Oh, that is true.
That's
a very good point.
He deserves it more than me.
Very good.
He deserves it more than me.
All right, you're welcome to call us on an open line Thursday. It's brought to you by our friends at Window Nation. Search for new windows and doors. Search windownation.com. Their windows, they're measured to fit the first time and installed by experts to last. Window Nation for your home, because it's where you live.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more. And get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
I mean, Valdez,
that's a great tune.
Just hitting dingers here, playing Striper on the end. I haven't heard that song in a...
I didn't know it was Striper. I just know that's a great song.
It's just so, so good. It brings me back to the late 80s. Love it. 800-636-1067 is the number on an open line Thursday. If you'd like to join us, you can steer the show. You can talk about whatever you want.
Drabby, I've got pretty good luck since I placed 4 Major League Baseball season win total wagers.
Okay. Yes.
Now, Cakes and I are on one. We did over 70.5 wins for the Nats. That doesn't look good right now.
But it's so early.
I understand.
I'm not going to count us out yet.
I'm just talking about the start of the season.
Okay? All right.
I did under 106.5 for the L.A. Dodgers.
They're off to 8-0 start.
They're the first team ever to start 8-0 after winning a World Series.
Mm. Got a walk-off from Shohei last night.
So I did them. I did the Braves over 93.5 wins. No team has ever started 0-7 and made the playoffs. In fact, it's been 42 years since a team started 0-7 and even finished 500. Okay, so 3 losers. Now, I got Toronto over 78.5. I think that looks good. They're 5-2 start. But Dodgers, that's a loser. There's no chance the Braves are winning 94 games. Zero chance. And the Nats don't look good. Now, luckily, my NBA winners with JP, we're probably going to win 3 out of 4, so that helps a little bit. But my season win bet totals for baseball...
You know, the last week we spent a lot of time talking about college basketball. Willard leaving Maryland, departing for Villanova. Buzz Williams.
Who was that person you mentioned? I don't recall that person's name. I've forgotten that person's name.
A lot of it had to do with Maryland revenue sharing, NIL. I saw this story yesterday about NIL deals. The number one guy with 25 endorsements, Cakes. I know you're jealous of that.
So jelly.
Plays at North Carolina, RJ Davis.
Okay.
Had 25 deals.
What is in his endorsement portfolio? Do you have a list or is it
I don't have a list.
Okay.
Does he have more total dollars than what like Cooper Flagg made?
I don't know.
No
this
idea.
Just had it this story says new data from the sponsorship data company Sponsor United has revealed which players were the biggest beneficiaries of NIL over the past 12 months. So names like Travis Hunter, Quinn Ewers, Paige Beckers are on the list. But RJ Davis was number one with the most quantity, 25 NIL deals. Even though Cakes says that she's a nobody, Juju Watkins, the first-ranked women's player, 20 deals.
You guys are putting words into my mouth. I never said she was a nobody.
You said she wasn't a star.
I just think you guys might be overreacting to how big of a star she is. That's all I said.
Or you're sleeping on how big a star she is.
Maybe I'm sleeping a little bit.
Yeah.
By the way, RJ Davis's NIL deals are with JBL Audio.
Oh, that's a nice one.
CVS.
Oh, I'd be sized.
Wingstop.
Oh, Wings.
Intuit TurboTax. Reebok. Jeez. Zips Car Wash. Marriott Hotels. This is a weird one. Mount Olive Pickle Juicers, whatever those are. I mean, he's got Athletic Brewing Company, which I know is a big, like, up-and-coming, I think it's like a non-alcoholic beer company.
Really?
It's killing it.
How does he balance 25 sponsors?
He
Probably did it all in the offseason. Probably did all the endorsement
deals. Jason was doing his normal walk around the Odyssey floor during one of the breaks, and he was heading towards the sales pit.
Yeah.
And I said, let him know I need a few endorsements. I mean, who?
Yeah.
This guy is killing it. Good for him.
RJ Davis has 25, so he leads all male athletes. On the women's side, Juju Watkins, number one. The Cavender twins, number two. They have 18, and Paige Beckers has 16.
What about the gymnast chick, Livy Dunn? Does she have a bunch?
Well, I'm sure she does.
She's got to have a bunch.
I mean, is she still in college? Like, what's
her deal?
She's
in her fifth year, I think.
Is she? I thought she was, like, clear of college by now. I have no idea.
I think she's doing, like, a fifth year.
She's still dating Paul Skeens?
I think so.
They're still a thing?
I think so.
I know Cooper Flagg's New Balance deal is pretty big.
I'm sure it is.
Now, he doesn't have 25 deals, but I think New Balance is a $2 million deal.
Well, maybe he's a less is more.
Yeah.
You know, this guy's got pickle juicers?
Mount Olive pickle juicers. I don't know what that is.
Mount Olive makes pickles.
I know what pickles are. Yeah. I don't know what a pickle juicer is.
Right. Let's go to.
But I would like to endorse it.
Let's go to Jason. If there's a pickle endorsement, I'm doing it.
You probably have squatter's rights on that. It makes sense.
Jason, what's up, buddy?
Hey guys, I heard one of y'all talking about needing a shutter fixed.
Yeah, Bickle.
I've got a deal for you. I'm good friends with one of your buddies, Jimmy Ratcliffe.
I'll come up
if he drives me up there. Uh-huh. I'll come fix it for free. But you and Valdez got to come play me a round of golf somewhere.
No, there you go.
That ain't happening. But good try.
Why would I play golf? Why would I want to do that?
Well, Valdez, he came down at Meadows Farms and played a couple years ago. Yeah. I was in the group behind him.
I was the
one that kept hitting into him.
Yeah. You know this guy.
Yeah.
All right. Well, Valdez will play with you.
Yeah, of course. I'm a man of the people, unlike Eric.
I just don't really like playing with strangers.
But weren't the people at the club strangers first?
I don't play with many. I only play a very small circle.
In fact, I hide my name. Ratcliffe is strange, and you got a problem.
What did you say about Ratcliffe?
If you don't think he's a little strange, we all got problems.
Ratcliffe.
That guy's getting a lot of rubber.
I'm gonna get so many texts from Ratcliffe now. I guarantee you in the next 30 seconds I'm going to go.
Don't you owe him a meal for your bet that he gave you the inside scoop?
I told him I'm getting him a Happy Meal.
You'll block his number.
$4.99 Happy Meal.
It's a great
right
deal.
There.
Hey, when I went to the course at Meadows Farms,
mm-hmm.
they have a sign mm-hmm. that when you roll in there, you can like have it say whatever you want. And it said, "Welcome, Matt Valdez, Sports Junkie."
Whoa, you can roll out the red carpet.
Really?
Yes.
Very fancy.
Is that the course that has a really long hole?
Yes, they have like the longest hole.
What is it, 700 yards?
Yeah. They also have a warm-up hole.
What do you mean a warm-up
hole? They have a warm-up hole.
Like an extra hole.
How far away is Meadows? I've never been down there. Hour and a half?
Hour and a half.
Oh, yeah. Deep.
No, when I'm at the club, I don't even put my name on the tee sheet. Another guy puts another person's name because
he's an alien.
Are you kidding me?
He's a big timer.
Are you what?
I'm not kidding you. You know why?
He's a big timer.
People jump on.
What are you, Barack Obama?
People jump on. A million people jump on. I just want to play with my friends.
Mm.
You have a fake alias, like you're staying in a hotel.
That's hilarious.
Kinda. It's a thing. Because then people just want to play with you.
Tell me what it is, and we'll change it next time. I need to know your alias.
No.
Come on.
It's no.
Ed Powers.
It's not like that, but yeah. This is kind of a trick. You see Randy West
on the D sheet.
Seymour Butts, 8:05 tee time.
Yeah, if you see Ed Powers, that's me.
Yeah, but my point is, a couple of the guys that maybe now are your friends, didn't you meet them at the club? So you didn't know them before.
Very few.
Hold on.
JP, I'm telling you. Like,
I know, but my point is.
One hand.
I know, but you told me you play with some guy that's like 20 years older than you, whatever. I don't think you
met him
before.
I met him through a friend. Yeah. I'm telling you, my circle is incredibly small. It's really small.
So you're saying they see Eric Bickle on the sheet, people are going to jump in to go play with you.
Trust me.
It's a thing.
Trust me. Of all ages.
He's a celebrity.
Of all ages. All different groups. And I just want to just play with my buddy or two or whatever. You know, I got like a few buddies I like to play with.
So you can't just reserve like a time and then put other people's names in so all these randos don't just jump in to your group?
That's exactly what we do.
Hmm.
Huh.
Okay.
I'll play with anybody at Hidden Creek. Doesn't matter.
I know you're a nice person. Yeah. You're the man of the people. I'm not a man. I'm more shy, more reserved. I just am.
Sounds like it.
I am. What do you mean it sounds like it?
You won't play golf with a listener. You're putting fake names down so people don't bother you.
Yeah.
Doesn't sound like you're too shy and reserved.
Why? That is shy and reserved.
No, it sounds like
introverted. I'm introvert. I'm introvert. I'm not an introvert on this show. This is the only place in the world I'm not an introvert. And at my castle, where I'm the big silly.
That's the only two places you go. That's the golf course.
Yeah. In my house, I'm a big silly. Here, extrovert. Real life, introvert.
Who cleans up the rose petals you walk on at Norbeck?
I got to get in and out just by my own business. Not chatty. I'm not.
Well, who are you having all these chicken dinners with at Norbeck?
Chicken dinners.
I would never order chicken. Probably ever in any establishment ever.
Don't I just you don't rave order about chicken. The chicken at Norbeck?
No. Never. I would never. I've never ordered chicken. I would never order a chicken dinner.
That below skirt steak.
I would never order chicken. That's the weakest order ever.
Chicken.
I'm going to have fish or I'm going to have steak.
You've ordered
chicken.
Chicken, maybe on salads, like grilled chicken salad.
Okay,
you've done
that's
that.
A little bit different. Like you've a little that. Side. Yeah. But I'm not going to order whatever the chicken dish is.
What, you won't order the entree of chicken.
An entree of chicken?
You wouldn't have chicken cordon bleu?
Nope. I like Popeye's chicken.
Hold on.
I like fried chicken.
Hello.
Yeah.
Chicken parm. Yes.
Like Ovi.
100%.
I know, but that's not really my order. I mean, I've had chicken parm in my lifetime, because, sure.
Okay, but that
but
would
I'm not
be...
going to order chicken, a chicken dish. That's just
I order chicken
I think
parm.
If you order chicken, it's nubs.
Chicken parm is legit, though.
Or a chicken
just
marsala.
A regular grilled chicken, you know, filet chicken? No, I'm not.
Yeah, I'm not going to get like a chicken, like a baked chicken or something.
I've heard you rave about the piccata or something.
Never. No. The salmon Chesapeake that they have there. I like that with the salmon.
With the crab meat.
Stuff with the crab meat. And they used to have the hollandaise sauce on it. And a little bit bitter. They took that away. And I like that. I like, no. What I rave about was this Chilean sea bass. They took that away, too.
I've had that.
Chilean sea bass is legit.
Chilean sea bass. That's up there in my top five. All time. Top three, probably. Mm-hmm. Top three orders.
We gotta find this alias.
I know.
I gotta do some digging. Yeah, yeah.
He's playing today. It's not like that.
Okay. You're playing today, aren't you? I need someone at Norbeck to screenshot the T-sheet and we can figure it out.
It's not an alias. It's just I just don't use my name.
Yeah, it's a fake. Well, that would be an alias. Yes.
No, it's another person's name.
That's in your group.
Affiliated. Oh, okay. It's not an alias. It doesn't say Ed Powers or Big Johnson. It doesn't say that.
It just says one of the guys you're playing with.
Yeah, like
possibly.
The guy's wife or something. Do you understand?
Oh, your alias is a chick name?
No, it's not my name. Because I'm telling you, if I just want to play with Cakes and Drabby, and if I put Cakes, Drabby on the thing, 100% some rando would show up. 100% of the time. What if I just... Yeah, it's just...
You just want a threesome, not the foursome.
If I just have a threesome that day, I don't necessarily want just a rando to join.
So you block it off so no one else can...
Basically.
Do they do that bit where they pretend they don't know you for like half the round?
Never.
Two blocks today.
Never. It's right away, you know.
Blocks.
All right, we've got to take a break. We'll come back.
The funny things we learn.
We'll wrap up the show with some calls and an open line Thursday next here on The Fan. Looks like my guy Kirky's getting a little bit agitated in Atlanta, if you believe the current reports. According to the New York Post, he's made it abundantly clear that he won't be happy taking a backseat to Michael Penix in the Falcons quarterback room. Cousins turns 37 this summer as, quote, clearly communicated to Atlanta that he wants to spend his remaining NFL years as a starter. He's willing to waive his no-trade clause to find somewhere to make that happen, and it sounds like the Falcons are on the same page. So all this talk about keeping Kirk Cousins as a high-paid backup to Michael Penix sounds like a lot of bluster.
Yeah, I think he'll probably end up in Cleveland or maybe with the Steelers if Aaron Rodgers doesn't go there.
Cleveland,
but it seems like...
Cleveland sounds like the perfect kind of landing spot for him, especially if they draft somebody to be their quarterback in the future. You bring in Cousins as your bridge guy to help mentor that guy for a year or two, and then he can start. And then your young guy's ready to go in a year or two.
I think they draft someone, they're not going to make a move for Kirk. Because if they draft someone, they've got Pickett.
Yeah, but what if they draft somebody like the third round?
I guess if it's a deeper draft. But if they drafted Shador, then I don't think that they would bring in Kirk Cousins because they've got Pickett. He could be the placeholder until Shador was ready to take over.
I would agree with that.
But I think that he will land elsewhere, and I think the likely landing spot for him is Cleveland. But if Aaron Rodgers, you know, you got to see the owner of the Steelers talk, and I very rarely see him talk, and he intimated that the process was moving along, maybe taking a little longer than they expected, so maybe they're dealing with an agent. But, I mean, Aaron Rodgers is throwing with DK Metcalf. It seems like that's a done deal. But let's say it doesn't happen. Then I think the Steelers would be in panic mode, and they would bring in Kirk Cousins to start over Mason Rudolph.
Yeah, I just wonder how much longer Rodgers is going to wait. Is he literally waiting to see how J.J. McCarthy looks in, like, workouts?
He's definitely a weirdo. We've known that for years.
Why couldn't he wait until middle of the summer?
I mean, I guess he could, but I mean, Pittsburgh's going to have to do their own due diligence, they too. They can't just sit there and play a waiting game forever.
They can't be completely held hostage by him till midsummer. Like, they need to know what they're doing soon.
Unless somehow, I know it seems unfathomable, they like Mason Rudolph and would feel comfortable with him starting.
They don't.
How could you?
I mean, they probably like him as a backup, but they don't like him as a starter.
No.
Yeah, they don't. I don't know. Any other teams in the mix for Kirk? I mean, is there a chance they actually keep him?
I mean, are you going to keep a guy who's making $30+ million as a backup?
Well, it's just that to combine the two guys, it's not that abnormal.
I just think if you're building a roster, you have a much better way to build your roster without a $30 million backup quarterback.
No doubt. But at the end of the day, you're allocating a certain amount to that position.
Right.
I mean, there's just some people who just think that the Browns deal is already a done deal, and they'll just wait till the draft to announce it.
Uh-huh.
But that's a lot of money tied up in a quarterback.
Yep.
Yeah.
But the Browns aren't going anywhere.
They might if they have Kirk Cousins. I mean,
they went to the playoffs with Flacco.
Yeah, but I mean, if Kirk can return to his form from 2 years ago. Was it 2 years ago when he was really good?
Yeah. Before the ACL injury or the Achilles.
Achilles. Yeah. And he claimed that's the reason he had a bad year. It's because of the Achilles.
I know everyone is out on Aaron Rodgers and he annoys everyone, and I get it. But I am intrigued to see if he can shove it on everybody and come out and play well.
I think he had a good second half of the season when you look at the numbers. I know Cakes says that some of them was empty calories, which may be true. But I think most people that looked at the film thought that he played much better, which maybe makes sense. You're coming off an Achilles injury.
Yeah.
So I'm intrigued too. I just think, he likes dragging it out. He likes the attention. Some people said that the beach thing was staged. Who knows?
Does he really like attention that much? I guess.
We've always thought it was weird. He doesn't talk to his family at all.
Well, it's a red flag for sure. Like when you know, unless your family was like abusive or something.
Now, a lot of his teammates seem to like him.
Yeah.
I see James Jones on TV.
Well, Devontae
on the facility seems to like him and defend him, but it is a drawn out process. Hey, Cakes, real quick, you go to Kiowa every year. Did you see the big gator?
I did.
It went viral yesterday. I mean, it did look like a dinosaur.
I mean, it almost looked like it was AI driven.
Where was it? It was in Kiowa?
It was like walking across one of the tee boxes.
I mean, it had to have been
an alligator, not a croc.
Yes. It had
alligator.
To have been, I would say, 400 Kiowa. Pounds. I don't know.
Oh, I'm not probably more than that.
Right?
I think it was gigantic.
Oh, my God.
I mean, it literally looks like a dinosaur is walking through the
golf course.
It was
on their ocean course.
I mean.
Now, is that thing fast? Could that thing chase you? And catch you, like if you're sprinting.
I think if it really wanted to, it could, but that guy's so big and heavy, I don't know how fast it is.
I don't know, these guys, they're guys in the video, maybe 20 feet away, taking pictures and video.
Yeah, they're very cavalier about the fact that a monster is lurking amongst them.
I mean, that is a freaking monster. How do they say how big it is?
I think somebody said it was like 13 or 14 feet.
At least. I think it looks like it weighs 1,000 pounds.
I guarantee you know, everyone in the club, they all know who it is. They named it.
I just tweeted a picture. If you're curious, follow us at Junks Radio on Twitter. I mean,
the damage.
Would you be as close to that alligator as these guys?
Of course not.
No. How about the guys?
Are insane.
How about
now,
the guys
probably that, can't turn around quickly, can it?
Yeah, you'd
be
surprised.
Aren't you supposed to zigzag away from gators? Because they, like, if you're being chased by a gator, I think you're supposed to zigzag.
I thought a bear, you're supposed to play dead.
Well, play dead for sure, but.
If you've ever seen a bear run, you might as well just play dead because they're going to catch you. Like, if you see a video of a bear running, and I don't mean like DeAndre Swift or doing a bit like DJ Moore, like, they can run like 40 miles an hour.
Right.
Can you run 40 miles an hour? I don't think so.
No.
Better off playing dead.
I still wonder what happened to that little snake that slivered into my dishwasher. Like, into a little crevice underneath it.
It's probably still living there.
It's in my house somewhere. I have a snake living in my house.
My guess is
I know Billy Horschel wouldn't try to run this gator off with his pitching wedge.
No, he wouldn't. You have a Kevin Willard living in your house?
I have a snake. I'm hoping it's dead. Like, it has to eat, right? What could it possibly
eat? They do have to eat to stay alive.
What could it eat, like, in the walls of my house?
Insects?
Yeah, it might be helping you out.
Mouse?
Mice, yeah.
I definitely have mice occasionally.
Well that's why it's good to have a snake.
If you don't see mice around, it's because you have a snake.
Jason continues to watch the video. It's a slow gator. It's taking his time.
It's a great video.
We saw a gator that size. I'll never forget. Jason and I are Bald Head Island. We played when we first, you know, started doing the show
1997.
Kevin Willard Island.
Good one. Bald Head Island.
Bald Head Island. Kevin Willard Island. And we went over the green. Shocker. Shocker, my approach went over the green. Yeah. And there was a massive gator like that size. Just sitting there, just
sitting
sleeping
on the bank of the water.
Just like sleeping. It was startling. It was like kind of terrifying, to be honest with you.
Well, you're lucky it didn't drag you into the water and death roll you around three or four times and drown you and then eat you.
Right.
Because that's what it would do to you.
Well, I told you, my buddy, Joe P, his wife was out there with her kayak.
Yeah,
and
we're
going to go. She saw a gator jump in the water because they're in the freaking water on these little ponds and it was chasing her.
I bet you that gator at Bald Head Island is still alive.
Why? Hey, they live hundreds of years?
Well, not, I don't know about hundreds, but it's. I bet you that gator is... This gator, I bet you, is 40 or 50 years old.
How old do rhinoceroses get?
How would I know that? I have no idea.
Don't some of those things get like a turtle? A turtle get like 300
years old. Like 150
years.
Yeah.
Literally.
Butt old. All right, we got to get out of here. B. Mitch and Finley, they're coming up. Next.
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. It's March, so Mike Valeni and I are all over the tournament again this year. There's just nothing like betting in March. Breakdowns of every region and every game. From conference tournaments to the Final Horn, we'll have the picks and the plays on every single game. Cinderella spotlights, upset alerts, and some of that value for the last team standing. It's tourney time, so hunker down and bet the board with us. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket in the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.